Welcome to His Stories Broadcast with Pastors Gil Michelle and Kevin Michelin. Every person has a journey in this life, and God is indeed with us in our journey. In this broadcast, you will be encouraged as you hear others share stories of ways that God has worked in their lives. If you are having questions about God, or you know Jesus and like being encouraged and inspired, then we ask that you pay close attention to the program to hear stories of changed lives. In both church and the courtroom, we call these stories testimonies. So stay tuned with Kevin and Gil as we hear some incredible testimonies from inspiring witnesses. It's time to testify.
Well, good morning, or where, however you're listening to us, podcast, what, how have you. This is His Stories Broadcast, and you can reach us at historiesbroadcast.com or His Stories Podcast. And so we're just glad that you're here with us this morning. We have a wonderful testimony. But before we get too far, let's go ahead and pray to the Lord. Dear Father in heaven, we just give you praise. Give you praise for what you're doing and how you're working in people's lives. And through that work, we see your glory. We see your touch. And we see how people have just been experiencing you. And what a blessing this program is. Just to be able to hear that, to have a sounding board for this. And so the guest that we have on here, I thank you on how he is. You have blessed his life. And just to run through just little snippets of the story that you're writing. And so, Lord, we just give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Good morning, Gil.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Yes, afternoon.
I'm just doing that to be a problem.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're listening. It could be
exactly.
It could be midnight.
It could
knows?
Be two in the morning right
that's
now.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So. How was your weekend? How was the week?
You know, this week has been good for me personally. Mm-hmm. I haven't had too much. It just has flown, just real quickly. How about you?
You know, we had some flooding here locally.
Right.
Couple of days, it was like, I don't know, 24 hours of just constant downpour and rain.
Downpour, right.
And so we had a roof leak in my house. Mm-hmm. We had a roof leak in the church.
Did you?
We had the basement of the church flood.
Oh, no.
And they had a rental property leak really bad. So I could do with some sunny days right now. But you know what? And I was talking to someone about that, and he went, you know what? I would trade my problems with yours any day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow. It put it in perspective. And
yeah.
I wasn't complaining, but I was kind of complaining.
Yeah.
And, but I was like, you know what? For a couple of just property damage, for what he was walking through, I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. It's not that bad.
So,
in all things, give thanks. So, all is good. But enough about us.
Yeah.
We have a very special guest with us. Today, and his name is Joseph Petty, and we're going to go ahead and let him introduce himself and tell him a little bit about where he's from, where do you live now, who you are.
Hey, all right. Well, good morning, afternoon, and evening.
Yeah.
To everyone who's listening, I wanted to make sure I get everybody.
Yeah, yeah. But
yes, my name is Joseph Petty. I'm born and raised in South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
Grew up on the east side, south side. West Side, North Side, South Bend.
But not downtown.
Not downtown.
Okay.
Not downtown. No, that's just too nice. So, I've been here all my life. I'm married. I've been married for, it'll be 10 years this year in October.
Congratulations.
To my beautiful wife, who I'm looking at. You can't see her because we're on the invisible radio.
Yeah.
Adriana Petty. I am so excited to be here, to be able to let God use me in a way that I may not realize that I could be used.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that.
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about how did you actually come to know the Lord?
Well, I actually came to know the Lord many, many years ago. I watched my grandfather. He was a pillar in the community. He was an entrepreneur, business owner, and he was a deacon in the church.
Mm.
And the one thing that stood out about him was he was a clean dresser.
Mm.
Let me tell you. It's like, I want to be just like my grandfather. Wow. So at 7 years old, I gave my life to Christ. And sometimes people don't realize how at a young age, I truly understood what I was doing.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I truly understood what I was doing. So that's where the journey started.
Wow. Very good.
Mm. So he was kind of obviously a man figure in your life.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. He was the epitome of a male figure to me. I wanted to be just like my grandfather. All the kids in the neighborhood looked up to him. He was the garbage truck man, and he would go around, get garbage, uh-huh. and he would get old bike parts. He would put the bike parts together and give them to the children of the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So it was he was an incredible person to me, and I can and it's amazing how much I remember of him at 7 years old. And at that time, he passed away from cancer.
Okay.
Mm. So mesothelioma. That's what he passed away from. So that was back in 86.
Okay.
Wow. Maybe it was back further than that. I don't know. Yeah. Your memory starts to go as you get.
I cut you off, Gil.
No, no. I was just going to say, you know, before we actually got on the air, Joseph was sharing a little bit of his story. Mm. And, you know, we were sitting here with our mouths gaped open. And but he talked about the journey a little bit of the different men that have come and intersected in his life. If you could maybe talk a little bit about that. You talked about your grandfather, of course, and maybe talk about some of the
I'll start with I didn't know my biological father. My mom, you know, met a man, and she thought she would love – that was her love of her life, and it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't there. Yeah. So a couple years later, she married my stepfather. So my stepfather was an older gentleman. He was about 30 years older than my mom. Okay. So he was a truck driver. Uh-huh. So I didn't see him that much. So it wasn't – he was the only constant male figure in my life at that time after my father – my grandfather passed away. So as far as a male figure in my life, as somebody that I could look up to, the person that fell in line was my Uncle Junior. His name was Y.B. Williams, and he was my grandfather's brother. Mm-hmm. So he was such – oh, my gosh. He was incredible. Mm-hmm. He always had a kind word. He always had a nugget. Mm. Whenever I didn't see him all the time, but I felt like I saw him all the time.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's how the connection was. Every time he would see me, he'd say, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" It's like, "I'm doing great." And he's like, "All right, the Lord is good." Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. And it was always a constant. God was always constant in my life as a young man growing up.
Wow. And that's so precious because, I mean, the male figure is so important, not just for the daughter in a family, but boy, to take on that identity of what does a man look like.
Right.
Is so significant and to any young man. So you would agree with it. You're shaking.
Yes, absolutely. Because unfortunately, as much as my dad, my stepfather, he provided for us, he just wasn't physically there. He would be gone 2 and 3 weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. And then when he would come home, he was just tired.
Right.
And then he was, you know, to be a husband to my mom, and it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, it just didn't work out. So what would happen is my mom would date other men, and I would see all these different males. And so I never had a consistent person that was there all the time. It was different male figures in my life. And some of them were, at some points in my life, they were the same age as me, dating my mother. So it was very, okay, this doesn't seem quite right.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going on here. But so I never got a true picture of what a man looks like on a consistent basis. As a grandfather figure, this is what I saw as a grandfather, but never as a father figure.
So how did that come about? How did you get the knowledge? Because you've been married to, if you already have acknowledged your beautiful wife over across the table here. How did you get the knowledge to be a husband?
You know, I always wanted to be a husband.
Yeah.
So I was that guy that I really believed the fantasy of I would be a virgin until I got to the altar. And I was a virgin until I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going.
Yeah.
I was going. I was doing good. But unfortunately, a lot of the men around me, it was more of a made fun of.
Yeah.
It wasn't a virtuous thing. Because we don't talk about virtuous men.
Right.
We always hear virtuous women, but we never talk about a virtuous man.
Yeah. So true.
And, you know, I fell into the trap.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I fell into the trap. And once I fell into that trap, it was like, wow, I can't believe I fell for that. Mm-hmm. But I had nobody to go talk to to say, man, I made a mistake. You know, how can, you know, what do I do to navigate through this? All I got was high fives.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. You know, and it was like, man, good job, finally.
Yeah.
You finally did that. And it's like, okay, this is what it's supposed to be. So for a moment in time, for about a 2-year period, I was just doing what everybody else was doing, really backslidden. Just, you know what? This is what everybody else is doing. I'm going to have fun doing it.
Right. Right.
And that's what happened.
That's why it's so important. If there's men out there who are attending churches and you see a young man and, you know, take the 5 minutes, put your arm around him.
Yes.
Hey, I know it's tough. I know trying to live this life. You don't know how much mileage in the spirit that that gives.
It's so much.
And so, yeah, just take someone. It was like, well, he's not my son. Well, hey, we're all family and the family of God. And just, or it doesn't even have to be someone in your church. It could be a young man on the block. Just take the time. Invest the 5 minutes and do that. Now, Joe, before we go into the break, you have to start in on a story about your biological father. And you alluded to the fact you didn't grow up with him.
Right.
But just start, just at least try to at least touch on that story in the time that we have left.
Yeah, you got 2 minutes.
Before we go to break. We'll give it after.
Okay. Yeah, right, but please. Well, just to touch on that story, I got a phone call. This was 2 years ago in June. I got a phone call, and it was one of my cousins, and she said, hey, I wanted to let you know that your father passed away. And I'm thinking, well, my father is still alive, because I'm thinking of my stepdad. Mm. And it was like, no, your biological father, he just passed away. And I'm like, okay, I didn't know this person. So at this point, I'm 38 years old, and I met him 3 times in my life. Once when I was a baby, once when I was 16, he just popped over to the house, gave me a hug, and that was the only hug. It was kind of a forceful, give your dad a hug. I don't know this man.
Okay.
He's like, you made me hug this man? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know this man. And then when I was 21, he came in town. He said, hey, boy, you want to go to the boat?
Mm.
And I said, no, I don't want to go to the boat. and that was all my interactions with my father. Mm. So my biological father. And I get the phone call. They're telling me, it's like, hey, he passed away. And I said, okay, just let me know what the arrangements need to be, and I'll see if I can come to the funeral. Mm. And so I get another phone call, and they're like, hey, we need to know what you want to do with the body.
Mm.
And I said, what do you mean?
Wow.
It's like, well, this is your dad. You need to take care of this. Oh, okay, it's... Is there anybody else?
Right.
Anybody else in the family want to take care of this? Is like, no, that's your father. So we're going to need an answer pretty soon.
Wow.
Then I started getting more phone calls. I talked to my wife about it. I said, you know, I'm a pray about what we should do. And before I could get my prayer out, the Holy Spirit pressed upon me to say, you got to go.
You got to go.
You got to go. Yeah. You got to go do this.
And you're obedient.
And yeah. And I didn't want to be obedient.
Yeah.
I did not want to go do this. But I knew that's what I had to do. And along the journey, we had different calamities that happened to us. Mm-hmm. As we get there, we were embraced by the associate pastor and the wife of the church that he attended. We had no idea if he had been saved, if he had a walk with Christ, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, 2 weeks before he passed away, he gave his life to Christ.
Praise God.
Oh, that's amazing. Maybe we could stop right
that's
there.
That's probably a good spot.
It's a really
good
point.
We are going to pick up with the story. You might want to be you might want to stay close to your podcast, to the radio, because then this story gets interesting. But we will be right back right after these commercial breaks.
So, let me ask you, who is doing the bookkeeping and payroll for your church? Is it the pastor or a very worn-out volunteer? Why not contact the experts at churchaccountingservices.com? We work within your schedule to make sure these important financial tasks are taken care of at a price you can afford and with no fuss. So contact us today at churchaccountingservices.com.
Attention all contractors, property owners, and construction managers. Are you looking for an environmentally friendly demolition service that will save you money while providing jobs to those in need? Then look no further. Jenka Services keeps you conscious while employing and training people who need jobs. We also offer finishing services like drywall installation and site prep work. So call Jenga Services today at 574-520-0225 and receive a free quote for your project.
All right. And we are now back with Joseph Petty. He's telling us the story of meeting. If you're joining in, this is the His Stories broadcast here with Kevin Michelin and Gil Michelle. We're here with our special guest, Joseph Petty. And he's talking about getting the news of hearing about his biological father passing away. And the Holy Spirit now is telling him, you have to go. Mm-hmm. Down to
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
South Bend, Indiana, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah, it's quite the trek. So,
quite the trek.
Yeah, so continue on with the story and tell us what happened from that point.
Okay, so we'll talk about, as we get there, the radiator in my car cracks I mean, it's just incredible. As we cross into Alabama, it cracks. We were taken care of. We stayed at a hotel. The hotel person, they said, normally we don't give this kind of rate to somebody that's not in our state, but we're going to give it to you. So it was just Holy Spirit. God was always there, always there. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit told me there's something you have to see when you get there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't want to see a dead body. You know, it's weird, just weird things that run through your head as you go through this process. And not everybody gets to go through a process like this. Mm-hmm. So associate pastor, they meet us. They embrace us. They were phenomenal. They were really great. They were really good to us. Mm-hmm. And they talked about how much they loved my dad and how he was a light to them, how he was always smiling, and he was just incredible. Now, you're talking about somebody who never bought me a big wheel. So I have no idea. Okay,
it's no frame of reference.
No frame of reference at all. And finally, we get to the we get to where he stayed. So he stayed in what would be called the game room of an apartment building that the church owned. And we walk in through the door, and I'm kind of nervous because, you know, God said, hey, there's something you have to see there. Mm. And I walk in, and there's this shirt. Now, this shirt was my favorite shirt at that time, maybe 10, 12 years ago. I wore it all the time to the point to where it got a stain on it, and I couldn't wear it anymore. So I walk in and see the exact same shirt and exact same size.
It fit me exactly.
Yeah. It was incredible.
Wow.
And me and my wife, we're just shaking our head like, wow, we know we're supposed to be there. Because sometimes God will lead you to do something. You're not sure. Am I sure?
Right.
This is what, you know, he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. And they were like, oh, are we really supposed to be here? You know, I can't eat the same way I used to eat. I can't do. I know I was getting beat.
Yeah, and they had all these incredible signs in front of them.
All the signs in front, and they were still questioning. So I knew once I saw that sign, there was no more questioning. We're supposed to be here. So fast forward a little bit. The associate pastor, like I said, they were great to us. They were really, really, really good. And my dad at the time, biological, he was dating a young lady that the money that was in his account, Social Security money, was supposed to be used for his final expenses. She wiped the account clean. So we went down there with very little money, if any money, and she wiped the account clean. Wow. So that everything that was in there would have taken care of the final expenses.
And just to remind people again, you have hardly ever met this guy.
Right, never. You know, right.
And so now you're going out trying to get a loan to pay for his burial.
Exactly. Yeah. So the church that that he attended said they would help out the best that they could. But they were in a situation where they had just built this beautiful sanctuary. Right. So financially, they were pretty strapped.
Yeah,
and it was one of those things where in the past, they have done that. It's like people, they've paid for whole funerals and taken care of. Yeah. But in this moment, they couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So as we go through the process, when you talk about men, you know, talk about men figures, and I saw this man, this associate pastor, I'm like, man, this is a good man of God. The way he talked, the way he spoke with me, the way he was with his wife, it was like, wow, here's a great example. Mm-hmm. And then as we go through the journey, we find out that this pastor had a drug issue. He would go on these binges where he would just disappear. Well, while we were there, he went on one of these benches where he disappeared.
It's like, God, what are you doing?
It's like, it's like, am I really supposed to be here? I'm not sure what's going on right now. So ultimately, in that particular day, we got the conversation with his wife, and she let us know how he was. And, you know, all we could do is, you know, hey, let's get something to eat and go to sleep.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's not much more we can do, and just leave it in God's hands.
Yeah.
And we woke up the next day, and I decided to make a phone call to a financial institution to get a loan. Now, we have been in some financial trouble, and we have been working through it, and we got a loan with no basically no questions asked.
That's
it was unbelievable how it all came together. And I said, you know what? It's time for us to get out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Pack your bags.
Get out of here.
We're getting out of here. We're leaving. Let's go.
So but, now, let's just paint the picture. You're now in Alabama.
Right.
Yeah.
You're here to bury your biological father, who you hardly know.
Mm-hmm.
You have absolutely no money
mm-hmm.
because his girlfriend wiped out the account.
Yes.
Yeah.
You go to ask the pastor, the head pastor of the church, and he says, yeah, we'll give you some money. And when you ask, hey, where's the money? He's nowhere to be found. He's on a drug binge.
Right. This is the associate pastor. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes.
And so okay. All right. I'm just making sure we're tracking.
We're up track.
Right. Okay.
So now just think about my picture of a man. I saw him as this person, and then to hear this about him, you talk about a kind of a crushing blow.
Sure.
Because it was just a real good connection. Mm-hmm. And it was unbelievable that I can't believe this is the issue. So we get the loan, and I'm like, great, let's go. Let's pack up and go. Holy Spirit said, nope, you can't go yet. Can't go yet. There's something left for you to do. I'm like, oh. And I told my wife, and she's looking at me, I'm so ready to go.
Your wife's smiling too. and
we finally decided, you know what? Okay, let's go pack our bags. Let's go over to their house where they had us. And again, I can't tell you enough how they took care of us. It was incredible how they really treated us. It was
Southern
great.
Hospitality.
Yeah, it was it was great. Yeah. We go over there, and we see kind of a chaotic situation with clothes and phones and things outside that, you know, you don't normally see when you walk up to somebody's house. Knock on the door, and they, you know, their daughter opened the door, let us in, and we kind of sat down, and we were talking, and they said, yeah, the church is going to do something. There's a check. They're going to give you something towards it. I was like, great. This is good. We have it taken care of, but the church wanted to, they said, we have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So as we go through this process, come to find out, the associate pastor's wife were struggling in their marriage. They were struggling very bad, and she had got to the point on that day that she was going to leave. Mm. She was going to leave him. And a friend, talking to a friend, told her, no, your marriage is meant to be. You're not supposed to leave. Hung up the phone, and she just told us that her friend prayed and for angels to intervene, and then me and my wife come knocking on the door.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm. It was, I would say, wow. Within moments after they hung up.
Wow.
Within moments.
See, that's
so kind of the moral of that story was, you know, God will lead us to do one thing.
Yeah.
And then we don't know the whole story until we get there. Mm-hmm. So he can give you more.
Yep.
So it's being obedient so he can give you more. We say we want to be used by Christ. I want to be used. God, use me. Then when we start being used, it's like, oh, I don't want to be used.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like that.
Yeah.
this is not what.
Not in Alabama.
Not in Alabama.
Wow.
So finally, we get to be able to take care of my father's final stuff.
Nice.
And we talk to them. We seed into them. We prayed for them. And I told them the message. I told them, I said, you guys got to understand this. In the midst of all this, God sent two people from South Bend, Indiana, to intervene in your marriage.
Mm.
I mean, you have to look at the power of that. Look at the power of that.
Yeah.
And then with this couple, 3 years prior, their house, their lives was completely destroyed by a tornado in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah.
And it was just incredible. So coming back there was a character building opportunity. For me. So in this same year, my Uncle YB Jr. passed away. And then a month later, my biological father passed away. Mm. And then a really close friend, the closest friend from a male that I looked up to, passed away.
Mm.
And then 2 years later, a man that I would call a mentor, a friend, and a father passed away. Mm. And his name was Dave Pelly.
Yeah.
Mm. And Dave Pelly, I can't speak enough about Dave Pelly. And before he passed away, we had talked about opportunities to fundraise and bring awareness to the Special Olympics of St. Joe County, Special Olympics. And it was rough because we had some great ideas on the table, and they didn't come to fruition because he passed away. Mm-hmm. And that day that he passed away, I went to the church. I just cried out because at this point, I'm like, God, there's no other men for me in my life. There's no, who do I look up to? Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I had to step into that role to be that man for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's truly understanding what that means to step into that role. And then ultimately, that day, sat down in my studio, just put together music, and this song came about. And I'm like, wow, this is a really cool song. Didn't realize the purpose of the song would ultimately be to help bring funds to the Special Olympics. Mm. And the song is called Game Time.
Nice.
Awesome.
So now tell us about your involvement, because here's you and Mr. Pelly, you're coming together, you're putting these ideas, he then passes away. So you're left with this huge gap, this huge void. And I'm going to be honest with you, I remember growing up, you're hearing a whole lot about Special Olympics.
Absolutely.
And now...
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably a perfect time to talk about it now
during
that we're
Olympic
in Olympic season.
Yeah.
But you almost don't hear anything about Special Olympics anymore.
Yes, and that was one of the challenges. Even finding out who do I talk to, how do I get information, when can we volunteer, what's going on. The reality of it is there's something going on year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Special Olympics is year-round.
Mm-hmm.
All the counties and St. Joe County, Elkhart County, Kosciuszko County, Marion County, all throughout Indiana, but not just Indiana, the world. Mm-hmm. Every single state has a Special Olympics event, something going on all the time. So it's a year-round process. So bringing awareness, that is something I really believe out of its place. So talking about being led to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, God, we talk about being led, but I feel like I was created for this.
Nice. That's beautiful.
So there's a difference being led to do something whereas being created because it's like I just fit in the puzzle perfectly.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, could you, I mean, I don't want time to run out. How can people get in contact with you to find out opportunities to serve and to volunteer with Special Olympics?
Also, I mean, you can connect with me on Facebook, Joseph Petty. Just type in my name. I'll pop up. My beautiful wife and I are there. You see us in our profile. And Game Time, if you type in Game Time and Facebook, that's where we're at mostly now is Game Time, Facebook. And then if you want to connect with the Special Olympics, just go type in Special Olympics Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they'll connect you to different counties. And with the county coordinator, and you can volunteer, you can come out. Mm-hmm. I'll be posting events and opportunities, and you can contact my phone number's there. You can call me. I'm pretty wide open.
Wow.
Yeah.
If I don't have the information, I will get it for you.
Okay.
Nice.
And make sure you go, also, you didn't mention this, to iTunes.
Yes.
To download iTunes, the song. That's the way funds are being raised to bring awareness to Special Olympics. I downloaded it. You have to type in something special. Like, you have to put in...
Just type in my name, Joseph Petty, keyword, Game Time.
Game Time. There you go. Okay,
yep.
Good.
It's on iTunes, it's on Amazon Music, and Google Play.
Yep.
And
make
Spotify, sure. If you have all the cool stuff.
Well, thank you so much, Joseph, for being with us today. Man,
incredible.
Let me just say...
Yeah.
The full story, I don't even think we got the full story.
No, we're just
so we had to pare it down for radio, but man, we may put some stuff in the show notes and stuff.
Think so. We
may
have some
after
show
stuff. Yeah, after show stuff. But yeah, awesome testimony. Thank you so much, Joseph, for being here with us. And if you want to also share a testimony, we encourage you to go ahead and go to our website at His Stories Broadcast or HisStoriesPodcast.com for both, or our Facebook page, and just send us a message and say, hey, I got a powerful story I want to share too. Our goal with this podcast is to make God famous through testimony. We also encourage you to donate through the donate button. Airtime is not free. But the gospel is. So I'm not sure why I said that. Anyway, Kevin, any other last words?
No, it's been wonderful.
It's been awesome. Would you like to close us out?
Sure. Father in heaven, thank you so much again for this opportunity to be able to hear your story being worked through your servant. I thank you for hearing the word obedience and a call to just to follow you from a tender age of 7 to what we see a man today serving and wanting to serve you, and especially through Special Olympics as well. Lord, bless their marriage. We just give you praise, honor, and glory for everything you're doing. Amen.
Amen.
You make us strong. Alone without you.
Thank you for listening to His Stories Broadcast. We hope that you take a moment to look at us online for more encouraging stories of God transforming lives. We would also like to hear your stories, so drop us a line at HisStoriesBroadcast.com. That's HisStoriesBroadcast.com to add your part to the story God is telling. Thank you.